Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrona Livracha. We're up to Sim and Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Nun Tes Seif Dalet. Ein Omrim Tachanun Velo Slichos Betishabov Veinothim Al Panayim Bishum Dimikri Moed. You don't say Tachanun or Slichos on Tishabov because it's called a Moed, a holiday. This is actually interesting. It's really the saddest day of the year. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pasuk, Karal I Moed. It's a Pasuk in Eicha. So, and therefore, we don't say Tachanun, the extra special sad thing. So what's the idea? So the idea is that in certain ways, I'm reading here from the Art Scroll Siddur on Tisha B'Av. It's a sad day, we're in Avelus over the Churban HaBayis. But the Medrash says that Tisha B'Av is also the birthday of Mashiach. It's a Medrash. What's the idea? The idea is that since we mourn every year over the Churban HaBayis, that itself is a supreme merit for Bnei Yisrael. And because of that merit, one day we'll be Zocha to have the Beis Hamikdash back. And therefore, Tisha B'Av is actually considered in certain ways a Moed. Therefore, we don't say Tachanun, to demonstrate that our spirits have not been entirely crushed by this day of mourning. Indeed, we even conclude every Kina on an upbeat note of Nechama, of consolation, to demonstrate that in the merit of these bitter, heart-rending lamentations, we do have confidence in the redemption that lies ahead. So precisely because we keep the Avelus properly, we know there's always hope for the future ultimately. And in that aspect, in that way, Tisha B'Av is a Moed, and therefore we don't say Tachanun. That's also why if it's Erev, Shabbos is Erev Tishba, we don't say Tzikos HaTzedek at Mincha. Well, the Ramah says, V'korin B'Torah, V'korin Kisoli Banin, that talks about Bnei Yisrael doing Averas and being punished in the Torah, U'maftirin B'Yirmiyo Asof HaSifem. Asof HaSifem is from Yirmiyo Perek Ches, that Hashem will utterly destroy Bnei Yisrael. This was one of Yirmiyo's Nevuas, warning to the people they're going to be punished if they don't do Tshuva. And all the terrible terror that's going to happen to them, and Bnei Yisrael Taka didn't do tshuva, and didn't do enough tshuva, and we read it in the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Nigan of Eich, it's also part of the Avelus. Then the Rama says, this is famous, V'chol ha-kadeshim sh'omrim achar Eicha atyotzim l'machar mi-beis ha-kneses ein omrim tiskavel. Once you start saying slichot, akinos, you don't say Tiskabel in Kaddish. In Kaddish, we have the sentence of Tiskabel Tzloson. Hashem should accept our Tzfilos. But we don't say Tiskabel until we get to Mincha. Why not? Because in Eicha, it says that Hashem didn't listen to our Tzfilos. He was dosing. He shut out our Tzfilos. It's a pasuk in Eicha. And therefore, to commemorate that idea, and a zecher to that idea, we don't say tiskabel, and that field should be accepted until we get to Mincha. Oh. And we don't say kaor chapaim, and we don't say lamenatzeach, and we don't say pitu makatoras. Why not? So lamenatzeach we don't say because the pasuk says Hashem answers us biyom sara. Yeah, but Hashem did not answer us on Tisha B'Av. And we don't say pitu makatoras because not everyone says it. It's not part of the Seder Hayom. And the Ramah concludes, "V'ein saruch l'shanos mekom b'tisha." You don't have to change your place on Tisha B'Av. An Avel changes his place from where he sits on Tisha B'Av, but we don't, because the fact that we're sitting on the ground is sitting on a low chair is enough of a sign of Avelus. We don't have to also change our seats. Oh, that's a Seif Dalet. Seifei. B'shas ha-kinos osu l'saper davar v'latez chutz. During kinos, you don't talk about something else, and you don't leave. K'desho yafsik libo min ha-evel. You don't take your mind off the avelus. You don't want to divert your mind from the morning. And you shouldn't be schmoozing about other topics. You don't start talking with a non-Jew if there's a non-Jewish worker at the shul or something. Well, you shouldn't be doing any of that. You should stay focused on the avelus. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, apparently it used to happen in some of the shuls that they would throw things back and forth during the kinos. That's kalus rosh. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a terrible avera oven gadolu. And he says, even during the rest of the year, you shouldn't have kalus rosh in a base kinesis. You shouldn't be throwing things around in a base kinesis. So certainly on Tisha B'Av, you don't want to be joking around in shul at all, and you shouldn't leave. Unless there's some very, very special need, you should not be leaving shul during kinos at all. Well, that's Seif Hey. Seif Vav. Imesh Avel Be'ir, what if a person's in Avelus? Now normally an Avel doesn't leave his house for the whole week of Shiva. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, Holech B'laylu Beis HaKnesses, V'yang B'yom Ach Yigmur Kinos. So the Shulchan Aruch says he can go to shul at night and during the day, because here he's mamash in Avelus, and the shul itself is a place of Avelus. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes different opinions here, and the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is that that during the first 3 days of Shiva, when the Avelus is the strongest, he can go to shul in the morning, but not at night, with only a few kinos. After the first 3 days, the Avel can go to shul even at night. But he should not be in shul at mincha. At mincha, we've already learned, the Avelus is slightly lessened, and the Avel should organize a minyan at home for mincha on Tisha B'Av. That's what comes out of Seif Vav. I just want to mention two more general ideas. First of all, during laning, what about saying a Misha Beirach? So for somebody who's sick, you can say a Misha Beirach, even at Shacharis, because that's not a simcha. It takes your mind off the Avelus. But a Misha Beirach, that's a simcha. Like for a birth or for a bris, you can say it mincha, but not at Shacharis. And finally, what happens if you don't understand the kinos properly? If the kinos are hard, the Hebrew is hard. Now, so here the Sfarim say that you're supposed to feel mourning and grief over the Churban Abayis and the persecutions we've had. So you really should get a kinos with a translation, with that you understand. And the Art Scroll kinos is fabulous. I urge everyone to get it and to use it on Tisha B'Av, or another translation, or with commentary on the kinos, so you understand what's happening, and you're in Avelus, and you feel grief over the Churban Abayis, and the persecutions we've had in history, and the pain Kaviyachol caused to the Shechina. When Am Yisrael is in Saras, Hashem Kaviyachol is in Saras too. And that's also a theme of the kinos, and we should try to understand a little bit what's happening in the kinos, so you should use a translation. Okay, we'll stop here.